Deuteronomy chapter 33, and we'll read from verse 24. So Deuteronomy chapter 33, and commencing our reading at verse 24 through to the end of the chapter. So let's hear the word of our God. And of Asher he said, "Let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, Destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon the land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency. And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places." Amen. And we trust the Lord will bless his word to our hearts. Let's just still ourselves once again, and let's come before the Lord and ask for his help in the preaching of the word. Let's pray. Our loving God and eternal Father, once again we come before thy throne of grace. Lord, I come as a candidate, Lord, an individual who needs that infilling of the Spirit to help me preach, Lord. Thou hast given the word. We are confident of that. And yet, Lord, we need the power and we need the anointing of the Spirit to deliver the word. Lord, I pray for thy people who have gathered, for those who watch online as well. We pray that this will be a word in season. We pray, O God, that thou would open up their hearts, and that, Lord, it would nourish them and strengthen them. There'll be a real blessing to their soul. And Lord, that thou would come near and speak to thy people. Sit beside them in the pew, Lord, as it were. And Lord, just be their portion. And Lord, we pray now that thou would bless us and do us good as we consider what lies before us. So hear our prayer. We ask this all in the Savior's precious and worthy name. Amen. The waves of revival that swept the Scandinavian countries during the latter half of the 19th century, they were greatly influenced by the fine hymns which flowed from the pen of a lady called Lina Sandell. She was born on the 3rd of October 1832 in Sweden. And Lina was the daughter of a pastor. She is often called the Fanny Crosby of Sweden. When she was 26 years old, she accompanied her father on a journey to Gothenburg, but tragedy occurred before the destination was arrived at. The ship gave a sudden lurch, and Lina's father fell overboard and drowned before the eyes of his devoted daughter. And soon many songs began to flow out of her broken heart. Just as the psalmist penned many of the psalms from the depths of personal experience, so it can be said that deep experiences of life, they are those which draw the most blessed songs. Linus and Dale's songs, they reflect a simple childlike trust in Christ and a sense of his abiding presence in her life. One of her most well-known hymns is called Day by Day, and it's based on Deuteronomy chapter 33 and the verse 25. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. The first verse of her hymn goes like this: Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. What wonderful words, day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Now at the end of chapter 32, we have a most interesting account. For just as the pillar of cloud and fire guided Moses in his life, so he's directed to the very place of his death. We read in verse 49, the Lord says unto him, Get thee up into this mountain, Abram, unto Mount Nebo. And in verse 50, and die, in the mount whither thou goest up. The scripture is so simple and so straightforward. There's no padding around the subject. The Lord doesn't work his way into it to try and soften the blow, as it were. And how did Moses respond? Well, we read at the start of verse or chapter 34 in the verse 1, and Moses went up from the plains of Moab onto the mountain of Nebo. But sandwiched in between, we have chapter 35 where he speaks a farewell blessing, a benediction to the 12 tribes of Israel, like Isaac. As he blessed Jacob and Esau, his children, before he died, like Jacob, as he blessed his own 12 sons before he died, Moses, the figurative father of the children of Israel, now before he ascends Mount Nebo to die, he blesses the people of Israel. And it's with this blessing, within this blessing, that we find the words of verse 25, "Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be." And it's really upon that second half of the verse that I want to focus our attention this evening. "As thy days, so shall thy strength be," under the heading, "Strength for the day." That really is a covenant promise from the Lord. Strength for the day. Now, before we come to those words, I want us to consider in the first place the context of the promise. Verse 1, it tells us, chapter 33, "And this is a blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death." Before viewing the land up Mount Nebo, Moses viewed the future and told the tribes what lay ahead. But before he moves to the actual blessings, in verse 6, he begins by presenting God as the source of all those blessings. And how true that is, because as James reminds us, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. It cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. His blessing comes upon us because he loved us. And we read that in verse number 3, that yea, he loved the people. You see, God's appearance on Mount Sinai was a token of his love to them, even though it amazed them, and even though it troubled and distressed them greatly. Yet, it was still a great thing that God should come so near to his people and reveal his will to them. Now, of course, the greatest manifestation of God's love, of him coming near to man, and the chiefest good and perfect gift that came from above, is his Son, Jesus Christ, whom he sent into this world to redeem our souls. And it's through Christ that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. All the promises of God and in him are yea, and in him amen. And this chapter really is the amen of God upon the people of God. While Moses spoke of blessings of obedience and curses for disobedience in chapter 28, here we simply have the blessings of God upon his covenant people. What a vast multitude of blessings come upon us because of Christ's obedience. The psalmist said, "Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are toward us. They cannot be reckoned in order. Unto thee, if I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered." You see, to count our blessings is an excellent way of driving away the clouds of worry and care. Now, while it's a dangerous hermeneutical principle to spiritualize everything in Scripture, including these blessings, because they have a contextual, they have a physical, a material, and a geographical significance, nevertheless, in the Old Testament, such blessings they stand for, they foreshadow the greater spiritual blessings of the new covenant, and so we can draw spiritual application from them even to our own souls this evening. Now, I'm not going to go into all the blessings upon all the tribes mentioned, for the promised blessing that we're thinking of tonight, strength for the day, it was directed to the tribe of Asher. I only want to look briefly at the immediate context and the verses surrounding verse 25. In verse 24, we read this here, "And of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with children, let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil." The name Asher, it comes from a Hebrew root word which means blessedness. He was the eighth son of Jacob, whose mother was Zilpah, the maidservant of Leah, who said at his birth, "Happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed," and she called his name Asher. The blessing upon Asher was that the tribe would be large. That's what it means there when it says that he'd be blessed with children, and that he would be acceptable to his brethren, accepted before his brethren. The land and the area of the land that Asher would inhabit, the tribe, was noted for its olive groves, and therefore that's why the reference is to his foot being dipped in oil. Now we can spiritualize each one of those blessings. The church of Christ is blessed with many children, for there are souls who are being born again every day. We are accepted among the brethren because, firstly, we are accepted by God in Christ Jesus. And with oil being the symbol of the Holy Ghost, the one whose foot is dipped in oil will leave a mark behind them as they walk. You've seen that on a rainy day if you've stepped in an oil patch and you look behind you, you see that you leave that rainbow-colored footprint in the rain. The one who is walking in the Spirit, the one whose foot is dipped in the oil of the Holy Ghost, will leave a mark for God behind him. Then we go into verse 25. It says there at the start of that verse, "Thy shoes shall be iron and brass." And God was saying to Asher that although you'll experience prosperity, it's also true that there's going to be times when the road of life, it's going to be rough and rocky. Indeed, at times it'll be so jagged and difficult to travel that you will need, figuratively speaking, shoes of iron and brass. And the Lord said that his blessing upon him is that is the type of footwear that God would give unto them. Though they would prosper, they would still have to traverse over difficult times. The same is true for us. While we prosper in Christ, the way is not always easy. Many are the thorns on the way, as the hymn writer puts it. But the Lord will provide for us the provision to traverse over such times, just as the Father commanded his servants to give unto the prodigal son shoes for his feet. So God, he provides for us the footwear that we need, that our feet might be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. He can give peace to us in those hard and difficult times. And that brings us then to the words for this evening. "As thy days, so shall thy strength be." And that brings us secondly to the content of the promise. The context of the promise, now the content of the promise. As Pastor Philip Doddridge was walking along a street one day, he was feeling depressed and desolate, for something had happened to him to burden his heart. And passing a small cottage, he heard through the open door a little child reading the words found here in Deuteronomy 33 in the verse 25, "As thy days, so shall thy strength be." The Holy Spirit used that truth to quicken a soul that was cleaving to the dust of despair. He was encouraged not to look too far ahead, but just to go on living for the Lord from moment to moment in the consciousness that God would take care of him. This is a promise for those who have trusted in Christ, for those who are in union with him, for it's through him that covenant blessings flow to us. This is a promise for you tonight, child of God. Now, of ourselves, spiritually speaking, in our sin, by nature, we're described as those without strength. Therefore, the strength that we need to live for God and face the things that we have to face, it is an imparted strength. It is a bestowed grace. It's a grace that comes from the Lord. We're told in Psalm 29, verse 11, "The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." And it's because the Lord imparts this strength to his people that we are enabled to say, we can say, "I will go in the strength of the Lord. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only." We can also say as well, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." It's a grace that can be renewed. We're told that in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their what? Their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And while we expend the grace of His strength every day with the things that we have to face, listen, believer, you can never exhaust His strength. You might expend the grace of the strength that He gives you every day, but you can never exhaust His strength. He is the one who is the infinite, eternal, and unchangeable God, and He is the one who giveth more grace. Now notice, God did not say, as thy weeks or as thy months. He said, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. And there is strength to face each new day. The intention is that God's children, we are to live a day at a time. That's the reality. That's what the Lord Jesus Himself taught in Matthew chapter 6. When He said these words, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And just as all creation lives on a daily basis and takes it a day at a time, the Lord instructs His children and disciples to live day by day. We run into difficulties when we try and take the God-given grace for today and use it to deal with the problems and the trials that we might face in the future. There is grace laid up in store for those days, but what you ask and receive from the Lord that day, this day, is for today. Now, it's not the design of these words of the Lord to suppress forethought and forward planning and secular things. The Bible speaks of the wisdom of doing such things. God would have us to plan intelligently for the future, but we are to leave the future in His hands when we have done that. It's an easy trap to fall into when all that we do is worry about the future, yet God has promised us that He will give us daily strength. He will give you the strength to do that thing that you have to do, that appointment that you have to go to, that operation that you have to face, that fiery trial which is now unseen to you, but He will give you the grace only when you need it. In Lamentations, we have a mention of this daily supply from God. Lamentations chapter 3 in the verse 21 to 23, and He says this, Jeremiah, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. You know, you may be here tonight and you're thinking, well, I simply can't face another day. How am I going to carry this burden? Well, here we have the assurance that should we see tomorrow's light, God will be standing ready with a fresh supply of grace and strength, which is ours for the asking because of Christ Jesus. Now, I can't preach to you without being honest. We have a mission coming up. And if I dwell today on the thought of all the labor that involves, the sermon preparation, the physical exertion, the conflict with the devil, the wrestling with the Lord in the private place, I'll tell you this, that would overwhelm me. But I have not yet been given the grace for that. I haven't. I have been given the grace for today in order that I might be able to do today what the Lord would have me to do and carry today what the Lord would have me to carry. I put my mind away if I was already starting to think about it. Doesn't mean I'm not jotting down little sermon ideas. But there will be grace. It's today that I need to live in. And God's strength that comes to us in daily portions, and consequently, we are to live one day at a time. And you know, life can only be managed victorious if we live by that simple strategy, just one day at a time. The old adage is, how do you need an elephant? What's the answer? one bite at a time. That's it. And how do we face life with the seemingly unsurmountable problems? It's one day at a time. D.L. Moody, he learned this truth, and this is what he said. A man can no more take a supply of grace for the future than he can eat enough today to last him for the next 6 months, nor can he inhale sufficient air into his lungs with one breath to sustain life for a week to come. We are permitted to draw upon God's store of grace from day to day as we need it. And there are two ways in which we can consider the words, as thy days. And I think both have equal merit, and the language does not exclude the one or the other. So firstly, as thy days, of whatever sort they may be. Of whatever sort they may be. You see, the size of each daily portion is exactly right for the particular day at hand. And that's profoundly important. You know, as you well know, there are days that are the same. They're days and they're just rather routine. And everything seems to run pretty smoothly. But then, there's other days, and a dark cloud appears, a lightning flashes, a storm, it howls around us, and everything just comes crashing down. But God has seen that all ahead of time, and He has prepared a portion of strength for every day that is equal to your need. Each portion is just the right amount needed for that particular day at hand. In His prevision, He has laid up in His store His provision. He is our Jehovah Jireh, don't forget. There are some here in the circumstances of life have given you a burden of sorrow to carry. Many days it is comparatively, if we want to use a word, it's comparatively easy. But then something triggers your memory. An anniversary, a picture, a place. But you know that burden, it seems to quadruple in weight, and the wound is opened, and you wonder, you know, how am I going to get through this day? How am I going to do the things that I usually do? Just the ordinary day things of life. How am I going to go to work? How am I going to do the school run? How am I going to do the housework? How am I going to do that? You feel like you're going to be crushed. Well, remember, as thy days, of whatever sort they may be, God's portion of daily strength for you is exactly what you need for that particular day at hand. There's a hymn in our hymn book, and it's attributed to be written by an individual who's only identified by the letter K. I think it first appeared in Ripon's hymn book. But it goes like this: in every condition, in sickness and health, in poverty's veil or abounding in wealth, at home or abroad, on the land or the sea, as thy days may demand, shall thy strength ever be. Maybe not a burden of sorrow that you have to carry, but a burden of service. The same holds true. Many here, you labor in the work, and you're out, you can nearly count every night of the week at something connected with a church, and there's the burden of service. And some weeks, well, it's maybe lighter. Some days, it's easier. But sometimes, well, that weight is just on you. Just you remember, as thy days, whatever sort they may be, so shall thy strength be. Another way we can think of these words, as thy days, is like this: as thy days, concerning the length of them, so shall thy strength be. Whatever the length of days God gives you upon this earth, you will find that He has grace. Grace and strength for every day. You know, as you grow older, you face different challenges in life. Health's not as it once was. Maybe the memory isn't the same too. Well, you remember that God's strength is there for you. Many years ago, a missionary to South Central Chile said that for 5 months out of every year, There is no rainfall in that part of the country. And much of the drought occurs during the crop season. Therefore, the people, they are dependent upon irrigation for their crops. However, they have no conventional irrigation equipment, no engines, no motors for pumping, no metal or plastic pipes for the water distribution. So instead, they dig a network of trenches throughout their fields, beginning at the base of the snow-covered mountains close by. The missionary said that every day the snow melts and runs down the sides of the mountains and trickles out through those trenches into the fields. He says that they're always adequately watered and never flooded. Just the right amount of snow melts and runs down each day. So too, from the mountain of God's grace, the exact amount of spiritual strength comes flowing down into our souls. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. The content of the promise. Finally, tonight, the certainty of the promise. The certainty of the promise. This verse, it doesn't use vague language. It speaks of certainties. It says, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Yes, it was Moses who pronounces the blessing upon Asher. But remember, God was the source. He is the one who has promised you strength for your days. He is the one who cannot lie. The one who makes this promise is the one who knows all our days. He has our days numbered. He is the one who walks with us every day of our lives. This promise, it can be trusted. It can be tried. It can be tested because God is the one who made it. Spurgeon said of these great words, and I quote, God has a strong reserve with which to pay off this promise. For is he not himself omnipotent, able to do all things? Remember what he did in the days of old in the former generations. Remember how he spake and it was done, how he commanded and it stood fast. He hangeth the world upon nothing. And shall he that did this be unable to support his children? Shall he be unfaithful to his word for lack of power in his arm or strength? And as well, remember again, thy God, who has promised to be thy strength, is the God who upholdeth all things. End quote. Yes, he's the God who supplies the needs of the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. And he does it simply how? How does the scripture describe it? Simply by opening his hand. It's as if it's nothing. Think of all the creatures, all the world. The food web, the intricacies of it, the food chain and all that. And God, he knows their need. And it's as if he's just opening his hand every day for them. Shall he not supply for those for whom his son died daily grace that is needed? Of course he will. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun. There is none like him. That name, Jeshurun, it means upright or straight. It's another name for Israel. And Israel, you know, was that name that was given unto Jacob. Jacob's name, it means supplanter or twister. And through grace in Christ, God has supplied that which has straightened our crooked natures and made us upright in his sight. And having done that for us, having straightened out the crooked, perverse nature that we have, by and through Christ Jesus, made us upright before him. Shall he not give us the strength that we need for each day? As well as putting underneath us his everlasting arms. Of course he will. This is the certainty of this promise. Pronounced by Moses upon the tribe of Asher. But for us, in Christ Jesus, it is yea and amen. There's strength for your days, child of God. I want to finish with a little anecdote. I was traveling over last week to Macrofelt for a funeral. And I must admit the weariness of the way and the burden of the service, the Lord's service that is, was particularly heavy upon me that day. Being away in Crossgar every night was putting a squeeze on other things, preparing sermons and fitting in visits and different things and going across to that funeral. And well, the burden was heavy. And I was feeling my weakness. And as I was driving along praying, I was just talking to the Lord and telling the Lord really what He already knew. He already knew that. He already saw that. And as I was doing that, I overtook a Ford box lorry. And written on the back of that lorry was the name of the company, Grace and Savior. And I had to look twice because I would never think that someone would call a company Grace and Savior. And I come home and I Googled it later and I found out that it's something to do with wedding business and things like that. But as I thought about those two words, Grace and Savior, I thought, yes, God, that's all I need. That's all I need, and that's what You have promised to give me, grace because of my Savior. Now I know, child of God, I have a word for you tonight. And I know that there's individuals here and the burden's heavy, and someday, well, comparatively speaking, it's lighter, it's easier. Then something comes, and the weight comes on you, and you think, how, Lord, am I going to do this? I need to go to my work. I need to do the things that have to be done every day. Child of God, as I days, so shall I strength be. The Lord will give unto His people strength. You take these words tonight and you make them your own. They are God's covenant blessing upon you, purchased by the blood of Christ. They are yours by blood bought right. And you turn them into a prayer to God. And you tell your God, Lord, I am weak. I am weak, but You have said to me that as my days, so shall my strength be. May the Lord bless His word to our hearts for His own name's sake. Let's bow in prayer tonight and let's look to the Lord before we sing another hymn of praise. Eternal God and loving Father, we do come before Thee, and we thank Thee, Lord, that we can just pillow ourselves upon Thee. Lord, we thank Thee that there is grace for every trial that the child of God must face. And we thank Thee, Lord, for that grace that comes to us because of Christ. Lord, remember Your dear people. I thank You for them. And Lord, those who carry a burden of sorrow, I pray that Thou would pour strength into their soul. For those that carry a burden of service, I pray for them too. Lord, You have said that we are not to be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And yet, Lord, You have also said that You know our frame. And You remember that we are but dust. Oh, we thank Thee for this, God. And we thank Thee, Lord, that no matter what we have to face, there is fresh grace for every day. Thy mercies, they're new every morning. You will never call us to do or to go through what Your grace will not equip us to do. And so, Lord, bless the word. Oh, God, may it be a real comfort to Thy people's heart. May it strengthen them and bless them. And Lord, may they have just heard Thee sitting beside them tonight, whispering into their ears, We thank thee for the words that drop from the lips of our God. They are as honey. They are sweet to us. And so, Lord, bless us this evening as we continue on to worship thee. Then, in a few moments, make some announcements and then go into the time of prayer. Lord, come amongst us. Help us, Lord. We pray this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.